the Michigan Business Beat on Michigan Business Network. Jeffrey Mosier sitting in for Chris Holman. Yes, still on the road as I was a few minutes ago. And as I said, recording remotely and reaching out to the Lansing areas. We've been speaking with Luann Dunsford, CEO of Michigan Works Association, based out of Lansing, but serving the entire state of Michigan. And we were getting into a great conversation as we're currently recording during and hope to have this published during National Apprenticeship Week, running from November 8th through the 14th. And we'd worked through several questions on that. And Luann, welcome back, first of all.
Thank you, Jeff.
Excellent. Now, in the next point in discussion that I really wanted to get to was, has there been any effort to expand apprenticeship opportunities due to the pandemic?
Well, yes. And I am so proud of the effort that our partners at the state have put forth to get some grant money. Right now, more than $19 million in active U.S. Department of Labor grant monies have been awarded to the Michigan Department of Labor and Economic Opportunity to support the Going Pro Apprenticeship, the Michigan Registered Apprenticeship Innovation Network, and the Michigan Youth Apprenticeship Readiness Network. They've been working tirelessly to make sure that Michigan citizens have this opportunity. These funds will go toward accelerating the development of more than 6,000 skilled workers over the next 3 years, with a focus on youth with disabilities, underrepresented populations, and veterans.
Great. Now, getting down to the nuts and bolts of it all, how does Michigan Works Association, or the Michigan Works branches, assist with apprenticeships?
Well, the Michigan Works Network, that is statewide, works very closely with apprenticeships. They connect job seekers with pre-apprenticeship programs for youth and adults, and connecting employers with the apprenticeship success coordinators to assist them with developing apprenticeship programs, registering apprenticeship programs with U.S. Department of Labor, and providing application screening and qualified applicant referrals. Really, businesses just need to connect with their local Michigan Works organization, as well as anybody that would want to get more information on the apprenticeships that are available, and they'll be able to walk them through.
Well, excellent. Circling back around, how can our listeners here on the Michigan Business Network across the state of Michigan learn more about apprenticeships?
Well, in September, the U.S. Department of Labor announced the launch of a campaign called Discover Apprenticeship to raise awareness of the benefits of a registered apprenticeship and increase participation by business leaders and job seekers across the nation. The Department of Labor has an online apprenticeship job finder that offers access to more than 20,000 open apprenticeships and more than 3,500 organizations in the United States in a variety of industries, including advanced manufacturing, healthcare, and IT. And you can access this resource at apprenticeship.gov.
Excellent. I have a few more questions for you, and I'm gonna take them as simple as possible here. But in the pre-pandemic era, Apprenticeship Week last year was quite special, and I'd love you to remind the Michigan business listeners about your trip to Germany.
Well, I was going to say it was quite special for me. I took a delegation from Michigan along with a delegation from New York, and we traveled to Germany to learn about the best from the best, to understand what are those elements that are working and thriving over there that we could then bring back and try to incorporate in our systems here. And it was just really spectacular. The collaboration that occurred between businesses and education and government to move people forward so that they could gain the skills necessary to have a very thriving lifestyle was so impressive. And now that we're seeing here this expansion into all these other industries, you know, the apprenticeships, they didn't used to be in healthcare, and now they are. You know, they really were just kind of construction and trades, and now they are in many different industries. And the value, based on what you see from building this solid, stable workforce that's highly skilled, and I talked earlier about retention and safety, it's just a win-win. So, yeah, it was very special, and our apprenticeships have a strong place in my heart.
Excellent. And as the pandemic era continues and weeks blend into each other, months blend into each other, we actually haven't heard probably as much as we should have about the tremendous annual convention that you had virtually. And in this last minute of this interview, I'd love you to just cover some of the highlights, perhaps even if they specifically echoed on the apprenticeship or talent topic.
Well, Well, that was just a phenomenal event to take what is normally a 700-person face-to-face event and flip it to a virtual event and have it be so successful. The great practices that were shared, the information that was exchanged, and the networking coming together, everybody working so hard to understand how to meet the need for our businesses, that skills gap that was there before, it's still there, it will be there after. And when you can come together like that and find solutions such as apprenticeship and get those great practices out there, it gives us hope for the future. And we know that it's going to get brighter. I know they're blending week into week, but there is light at the end of the tunnel.
Well, tremendous. And thank you so much for spending two segments with us here on the Michigan Business Beat. We value your time, Lou Ann.
Jeffrey, thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate the work that you do in Michigan on behalf of our businesses.
Tremendous. And once again, we've just listened to some responses regarding National Apprenticeship Week, November 8th through the 14th, as we've been speaking with Lou Ann Dunsford, CEO of Michigan Works Association, based out of Lansing, Michigan, but serving the entire state of Michigan. We'll be back with more on the Michigan Business Beat on Michigan Business Network.